Math reasoning models get cheaper, smarter. Recent developments in open-source large language models, LLMs, have pushed the boundaries of mathematical and logical reasoning while dramatically reducing the cost of high-quality post-training. The Fathom R1 14B model, derived from DeepSeek R1 distilled Qwen 14B, is a standout example. Trained for just $499, Fathom R1 14B achieves state-of-the-art performance within a 16K token context window on challenging math competitions like AIME-25 and HMMT-25, outperforming notable models such as O3 Mini Low and Lite R1 14B 16K. Notably, it rivals closed-source models like O4 Mini Low in pass-at-1 scores and even higher when allowed more compute at inference, cons at 64. The key lies in a judicious blend of supervised fine-tuning, model merging, and cost-effective post-training strategies. This demonstrates that with careful dataset curation and methodical training, high-level reasoning can be democratized for a fraction of previous costs. Parallel to this, DeepSeek R10528 Qwen38B has received a significant upgrade, pushing its reasoning depth closer to leading proprietary models like O3 and Gemini 2.5 Pro. The latest version leverages increased computational resources and improved post-training algorithms, resulting in higher accuracy across mathematics, programming, and logic tasks. For example, in the IAM 2025 test, accuracy jumped from 70% to 87.5%, attributed to the model's ability to think longer, using an average of 23K tokens per question versus 12K previously. This highlights the importance of both model architecture and inference time strategies in unlocking deeper reasoning. The S1.132B model from Simple Scaling also advances the field, matching the strong reasoning abilities of O1 Preview on just 1,000 examples, thanks to test time scaling and budget forcing. The model's recipe is openly available, and evaluation scripts support rapid experimentation, further lowering the barrier for research into scalable reasoning. Model context protocol and autonomous coding agents. The open source community is also innovating in infrastructure that supports collaborative, autonomous agent workflows. The Model Version Control Protocol, MVCP, is a Git-compatible Python-based tool inspired by the Model Context Protocol, MCP. MVCP provides a unified, human-readable way for AI agents to save, restore, and compare checkpoints as they transform code. This enables clear audit trails and versioning during multi-agent code development, where different specialized agents, coders, reviewers, testers, contribute to a shared repository. By optimizing for LLM-based coding assistance, MVCP is a step toward more transparent and reproducible autonomous development pipelines. On the content ingestion side, the Doctor tool crawls, chunks, and indexes websites, exposing their content as an MCP server for LLM agents. It leverages Crawl4a for hierarchy tracking, LangChain for chunking, and OpenAI embeddings, storing everything in DuckDB with vector search. Its fast API service exposes endpoints for search, navigation, and retrieval, making the latest web content available to LLMs via MCP. This stack exemplifies how open protocols like MCP are making LLMs more capable of up-to-date reasoning and code generation, crucial for autonomous agents that need fresh, structured information. Loc tools, tuning, and troubleshooting. The ecosystem around local LLMs continues to mature, with new tools and practical advice for both beginners and advanced users. For those running models locally, LM Studio and Balama offer contrasting approaches. LM Studio provides a full-featured desktop experience for model management and inference, while Balama opts for simplicity, a minimal terminal UI for quickly evaluating models without the overhead of a full graphical interface. Balama is not intended to compete with larger tools, but fills a niche for users who want quick access to local models via a straightforward TUI. Users are experimenting with different backends and quantizations to maximize performance on consumer hardware. For example, a user with a 3080 Ti, 12GB VRAM, found that VLM provides better response quality for agentic RAG, retrieval augmented generation setups, but can struggle with larger models due to GPU offload errors. While LM Studio handles the same models smoothly, sometimes at much higher token throughput. This highlights the practical trade-offs between speed, accuracy, and hardware limitations when deploying open models locally. Prompt engineering and data preparation remain vital, especially for tasks like extracting transaction data from bank PDFs using vision language models such as QuenVL7B. Users are debating whether image resizing before inference improves results. A reminder that, despite powerful models, pre-processing and prompt design can have outsized effects on output quality. For those just starting out, the community emphasizes the importance of practical projects over theoretical understanding. While classic use cases like summarization and email generation may feel solved by ChatGPT, the real learning comes from tackling new domains, experimenting with prompt engineering, exploring zero few-shot learning, and where necessary, fine-tuning on custom datasets. The advice is clear: start small, iterate, and focus on building something tangible. AI agents for real-world tasks, from babysitting to job hunting. LLMs are rapidly moving from abstract demos to practical, locally run applications that address everyday needs. The AI Baby Monitor, for example, is a fully local video LLM nanny that watches a video feed and predefined safety instructions, beeping if any are violated. Built with Qwen 2.5 LLM, orchestrated via Redis and visualized in Streamlit, the system supplements, but doesn't replace, human supervision. The developer even repurposed it to monitor smartphone usage, demonstrating the flexibility of vision language models for behavioral feedback. Planned improvements include support for more model backends and custom no-go zones, a testament to the modularity of the underlying architecture. In job search, an AI agent built with Google's ADK framework automates the process by parsing a resume with Mistral OCR, generating targeted queries using Qwen 3-Fort-B and searching job boards like Y Combinator and WellFound. The pipeline is open source and extensible, showing how modular AI components, OCR, LLMs, web search, can be chained together for seamless end-to-end automation in real-world workflows. For large-scale text translation, the Translate Book with LLM project uses local models via Alama to translate entire books, EPUB format, offering both web and command line interfaces. This approach respects user privacy, keeps costs low, and showcases the growing power of local LLMs for specialized, resource-intensive language tasks. Kernel LLM and the automation of GPU programming. Automating high-performance code generation is a long-standing challenge, especially for GPU kernels, which are notoriously difficult to write and optimize. Kernel LLM, a new model from Meta based on Llama 3.1 Instruct, directly addresses this by translating PyTorch modules into Triton GPU kernels. Evaluated on the KernelBench Triton benchmark, Kernel LLM's 8B parameter model outperforms even GPT-4o and DeepSeek V3 in single-shot performance, and surpasses DeepSeek R1 when allowed multiple inferences. Uniquely, Kernel LLM is the first LLM fine-tuned on external Torch-Triton code pairs, rather than just optimizing on benchmark traces. The workflow involves generating multiple candidate kernels, validating them with unit tests, and selecting the best implementation. This not only democratizes GPU programming, making it more accessible to non-experts, but also accelerates the development of efficient, tailored kernels for diverse hardware. As workloads and accelerator architectures become more complex, tools like Kernel LLM could be pivotal in closing the gap between AI research and production-grade, high-performance inference. Hardware optimization and security, lessons from the trenches. Beyond AI models, foundational work in hardware and system optimization continues to matter. Two recent blog posts offer practical lessons for developers and researchers alike. First, the perennial fast math compiler flag, present in GCC, MSVC, Julia, and others, trades mathematical correctness for speed by enabling unsafe optimizations. While tempting, this can lead to subtle and sometimes catastrophic errors, especially in floating-point heavy workloads. Developers are reminded, use with caution, and only when fully aware of the trade-offs. On the GPU front, a developer's pointless exercise in porting a C++ algorithm to CUDA demonstrates the importance of minimizing thread divergence and maximizing memory access efficiency. Simple code transformations, structuring the algorithm as a state machine to keep threads in lockstep, yielded a 30x speedup over CPU, but only after several iterations and careful profiling. The lesson: GPU acceleration is accessible, but real gains require understanding both the hardware and the software toolchain. security research remains critical. A deep dive into the Windows Registry's attack surface by Google Project Zero reveals the complexity and potential vulnerabilities in a subsystem often overlooked by both developers and attackers. The research, which led to the discovery and remediation of 53 CVEs, underscores the value of thorough, low-level analysis and the importance of sharing hard-won knowledge with the community. Lakehouse simplicity in high-speed communication tech. Data infrastructure is also evolving toward greater simplicity and openness. Duck Lake proposes a radical simplification for Lakehouse data architectures by using standard SQL databases for all metadata management, rather than labyrinthine file-based systems. This maintains open data formats like Parquet while gaining reliability, speed, and ease of management, a pragmatic response to the operational complexity of tools like Apache Iceberg and Delta Lake. On the hardware side, two research papers point toward future breakthroughs. Researchers at Peking University have unveiled VIDAR, a camera architecture that achieves 1,000 times faster machine vision using standard CMOS sensors. By recording bitwise photon accumulations and leveraging spiking neural networks, their system performs real-time object detection and tracking at speeds far beyond human vision, potentially revolutionizing fields from photography to autonomous robotics. Meanwhile, a team led by Gao et al. Demonstrated a 0.75 gigabit per second high-speed classical key distribution system using chaos synchronization of Fabry-Perot lasers. This approach achieves secure key exchange over 160 kilometers of fiber with low error rates and high entropy, paving the way for practical, high-speed physical key distribution in future communication networks. AI and human factors, cybercrime and scam prevention. Finally, the relentless sophistication of cybercrime keeps human factors firmly in focus. A report on Santander's Break the Spell team details the emotionally fraught work of rescuing scam victims, often elderly, isolated, and deeply convinced by the criminals' stories. With UK bank refund rules tightening, the incentive for financial institutions to intervene early is stronger than ever. The psychological strategies, persistence, and empathy required highlight the limits of automation in fraud prevention. AI can assist, but human connection remains indispensable in breaking the spell of social engineering.